Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this online service from Olney Baptist Church. My name is Sid Bond, and I am one of the three elders at the church. We are continuing reading and learning from the Psalms, and today we are reading Psalm 33. I have chosen two verses from this psalm to encourage you this week. They are verses 20 and 21. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we acknowledge that you are Lord of all the earth, the great God of the universe. Power and strength, mercy and justice belong to you. We pray that you would bless us and teach us as we continue to trust you. Help us to walk humbly before you and to serve you as you deserve. We pray for all who listen to this online service, whatever their circumstances, that you would meet their needs and encourage them, please. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our first hymn this morning, which Jonathan is going to sing, is number 425, O Lord My God. We come to the reading now, which is Psalm 33, and we're going to read the whole psalm. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Amen. And now we come to our prayers of intercession. So let us pray again. Almighty God, we thank and praise you for all your blessings. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for our salvation and the knowledge of your truth. We praise you for your greatness and sovereign power and for the faith you have given us. We bless your name because even though you are Lord of all, you hear our prayers and are willing to answer them. Father, we pray for Beirut, which is suffering so badly right now. Please help that city. We pray for families who have lost loved ones, that you would comfort them. We pray for the thousands who have been injured, that they would receive the right treatment and that you would bring healing to their lives. For all medical personnel, that you would give them strength and enhance their skills. Sustain them, Father, we pray. We think of the children, so many of them traumatized. We pray they will receive help and support, and Father, please heal their minds and emotions. We bring the political situation to you in Beirut and pray for peace and stability. Please raise up good men and women to lead that country in a good way. Father, please bring good and positive things out of this catastrophe. Father, we pray for the poor nations of the world where there have been crop failures and other problems now made worse by COVID-19. We pray that food and medication will be made available to them, and international charities will provide support and help. We pray for our own nation, for students worried about exam results. Father, we ask that every student will receive a fair and just assessment for their work, and for those responsible for overseeing exam results, that you will give them wisdom and guidance. We pray for our government, that you would enable them to make the right decisions and give them guidance. For scientists and medics who are working to find the right vaccine for COVID-19. Please, Father, give them success, we pray. And finally, Lord, for those who have lost their jobs, we pray for them, that you would meet their needs and give them peace. Father, we do ask for your help in all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now Jonathan is going to sing again for us. It's a song 496, Shout for Joy and Sing. This psalm is a poem or a hymn of praise and worship. The first three verses speak of joyous and enthusiastic music and song. You can imagine a large congregation or choir with music accompaniment raising their voices as they sing praise to a great God and a great Creator. Our first hymn today encourages us to remember and to think and to praise. for the hymn, as you will hopefully remember, was "My God, How Great You Are." The whole psalm shouts out the greatness of God, this amazing creator who we as believers can call our Heavenly Father. Sometimes people ask, what is God like? Verses 4 and 5 answer that question. God's word is truthful. He is faithful. God loves righteousness and justice, and his unfailing love fills the earth. That's what God is like. I said at the beginning, this is a psalm. I said at the beginning, this psalm is a hymn of praise and worship. The writer of the psalm wants us to think and appreciate about what God has done and brought into being. So think about creation. It is a miracle of God's power, because God spoke and the heavens were made. We read that in verse 6. He spoke again in verse 9. And more of creation came into being. He spoke again, and it stood firm. The very foundations of the planet on which we live are there because God commanded them to be in place. How amazing that is. The psalmist refers to the oceans in verse 7. It is a reminder of God's power over the sea. The verse says God puts the sea into jars and the deeps of the sea into storehouses. Not possible, you say. Well, I would agree with you from a human point of view. But the powerful, restless oceans are no match for God. If it was his will to store them, they would be stored. There is no end to the capabilities of God. The verse itself could be a reference to the crossing of the Red Sea, when God piled up the waters to allow the Israelites to cross. How then should mankind respond to this loving deity and the maker of heaven and earth? Well, verse 8 states this: let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. This verse can be interpreted like this: that all the people of the world should respect God, to acknowledge who he really is, to love and adore him, to give God the honour and praise due to him, to be thankful for all he has provided. The story is told of the American lady who moved to Switzerland for health reasons, and she really appreciated the beauty and grandeur of the mountains. She wrote to a friend and said, if only one could make some sound of praise and thanks for all of this. But she said, but who do you thank? What a tragedy when someone enjoys God's creation and yet does not give thanks to the Creator. We can thank and praise God for his activities in the world. For verse 10 reads, the Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. We will never know how many times God has protected his people from evil men and plans of their destruction. We will never know how many times God has kept us safe in certain situations throughout our lives. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generations is recorded in verse 11. It is good and right to remind ourselves that the Lord is sovereign, and his plans cannot be sabotaged, and he is unchanging from generation to generation. Verse 12 reads, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance." This is referring to Israel, God's chosen people of old. But of course, the Church of Jesus Christ is also a chosen people. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, believers are not only a chosen people, but a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Isn't that really something to praise God for? A people belonging to God. The Bible records that God is all-seeing. And verses 13, 14 and 15 in this psalm emphasize this. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all considers everything they do. He sees the poor and downtrodden nations. He sees the tyrants and dictators of this world. He sees man's pride and selfishness. He sees those who work tirelessly on behalf of others. God also knows our hearts and our motives and intentions. Nothing is hidden from him. Many men and women in arrogance and pride choose to turn their backs on God, to not even acknowledge him. In verses 16 and 17, the theme that is introduced is that salvation for all is available. If you spurn that which God offers, it doesn't matter who you are, great or small, wealthy or poor, famous or unknown, popular or despised, high rank or of great strength. They are a vain hope to save. Only God can save, and that by faith in Christ Jesus. For all in this world must face the judgment of God one day. But believers, lift up your heads. According to verse 18, the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love. If you belong to God through faith in Jesus, you are blessed. Remember what verse 12 said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." There are only three verses left in this psalm, and they read like this. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. God is most definitely our help and our shield. We would be lost without him. We would be like ships without sails, and our hearts should rejoice in him. We should be a people of praise, worship, and thanksgiving. The more we lean on God and trust him, the more we will appreciate him and praise him. A quote from Hudson Taylor, who said, "You have proved the sufficiency of God only when you have trusted him for the impossible." I'll read that again. "You have proved the sufficiency of God only when you have trusted him for the impossible." Our God is a God of the helpless. Our God is the one who meets the needs of people who trust him. We can be absolutely sure that God's love will rest upon us. Verse 22. We can be sure about that as we can be as sure as night follows day. We play our part by putting our hope and trust in him, for he is faithful. Thankfulness and praise are bound up with trusting the Lord. I want to finish by quoting from a Sankey hymn. "His oath, his covenant, his blood, support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." And now we come to our final hymn, and Jonathan is going to sing that, and it's hymn number 620, "Ye Servants of God." Closing prayer. Our Heavenly Father, our great Heavenly Father, our loving Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you for your love towards us, for your mercy upon our lives, and for your forgiveness, and for the strength that you give us. Father, we do thank you for all that you are, and we do bless your name. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.